Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe in the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the Nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you, go to OKLA Beef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cash cattle trade is rolling into the day after a lack of trade in most areas this week and limited interest by packers to this point. Bids are quiet, but the wide gap between bids and asking prices not expected to change here this morning and will likely limit the overall movement of cash trade unless there are major changes during the day. Futures trades expected to be mixed with end of the month and quarter positioning being one of the main factors. This may add increased underlying support as the general market tone has firmed during the past week. Front month feeder cattle futures have rallied over $4 off of weekly and contract lows, allowing for potential support to redevelop during early July. Now over on the hogs, moderate early pressure expected in nearby hog futures as traders adjust to the gains in the hog inventory level after yesterday's report. Sharp triple-digit gains swiftly moved through the complex yesterday afternoon with increased interest in potential overall pork movement and the expectation traders will continue to bounce off long-term lows during late June and early July. On the grains, wheat markets are lower ahead of the USDA reports remaining inside yesterday's reversal. Although Chicago charts have retained a positive technical tilt, pressure in the wheat market stemmed from a wide-open forecast for harvest in the U.S., with more reports of record yields and improving quality. There were some reports circulating that hard red winter crop could end up proving as high as 875 to 900 million bushels versus the June estimate of 794 million bushels. It's difficult to subscribe to that sort of jump in production, but a bump on the July WASDE would not be a surprise. Now, the corn futures are a bit weaker during the final session of the week ahead of USDA reports as heavier than expected deliveries weigh on sentiment. Cargill registered a fresh 817 contracts for delivery, a somewhat surprising move given the strong basis on the river and in the interior. We're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle down 2 cents, 105.35. October down 22 at 106.32. August feeder cattle down 2 cents, 135.80. September down 25, 136.10. July hogs up 27 cents, 73.82. Kansas City wheat, July down a penny at 4.68. September down a half, 481.5. Chicago wheat, July was up 3.75 at 5.47.5. September was up a quarter penny at 5.46.75. July corn down 3.25, 4.40. September is down 3.75 at 4.45.75. July soybeans down 6.5, 8.87.75. August down 6 cents at 8.93.75. July cotton down 50 cents yesterday, 62.99. December down 30, 66.09. August crude up 7, 59.50. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.